The Scriptures clearly teach there is only one God and no other. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today, we're exploring the reasons why there is no other God but the God of the Bible.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. We want to know all we can about God. So we turn to God's holy word, the Bible. We know the Scriptures will always tell us the truth. The Bible is the means by which God reveals Himself to the world today, and it's full of the things that He wants us to know to have life, newness of life, an abundant life, and an eternal life. We want to serve the true God who created the world and sustains our lives, who loves us enough to give His Son so that we might be forgiven and live with Him for all eternity. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. We can serve the God of the Bible, the Father of our Lord Jesus, the God who gave His message to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit moved men to write His words in Scripture. God's revealed will gives us His promises and His instructions. The New Testament became the one faith by which Christians can live today. Sometimes people say all religions are alike, but if you study world religions, you'll find such a statement shows a lack of understanding the many differences. Some believe in God, while others don't. Some believe in the Godhead, while others deny it. Some believe in many gods, while others believe in only one. Some believe in animal sacrifice, and others don't. Some believe in human philosophies, while others believe in divine revelation. Some believe in converting others with a sword, while others don't. Some hold women in high esteem, while others don't. Some permit slavery, and others don't. We want the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we offer this study, and we offer it free, on no other God. If you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have programs and free materials on our website, and it's for everyone all over the world at searchtv.org. And you can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Ephesians 4:4-6, and examine how there is but one God who made us and whom we should serve.
Sing hallelujah.
Our reading today comes from Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. And there he's emphasizing the unity that Christians should have. And in fact, he would wish the whole world would come to understand the unity that we have in Christ and in our Father in heaven. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. That is the teaching of the Scriptures, just one, just one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that You have shown us the way, that You are the one who made the world and created us, that You are the one who has done every good thing for us. And Father, help us to devote ourselves to You and to Your will always. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 6, 10 to 13 speaks of our challenges and our need for the strength of our Lord Jesus. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. The Scriptures are clear as to our spiritual condition outside of Christ. Paul reminded the church in Ephesus in Ephesians 2, 1-3, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. Without God, men serve their own desires, the desires of the flesh and mind. This spiritual battle for truth and morality has been from the very beginning of time. When men abandoned God, they served Satan and the flesh. When Eve stopped listening to God and followed her desires, she ate of the forbidden fruit and gave some to Adam, and sin came into the world." Now, sin is not a trivial matter. We must listen to God. Moses told Israel in Deuteronomy 4:39, "Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other." Moses later confirms in Deuteronomy 6:4-5, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Moses warned Israel in Deuteronomy 4:15-19, "So watch yourselves carefully, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, so that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the people under the whole of heaven. God revealed to Moses some of the people of Israel would do the very thing God had forbidden. Moses prophesied with such confidence that he used the past tense as if it had already happened. He said in Deuteronomy 32, verses 16 to 18, "They made him, that is God, jealous with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons who were not God, to gods whom they have not known, new gods who came lately, whom your fathers did not dread. You neglected the rock who begot you and forgot the God who gave you birth." Israel, however, didn't listen. Psalm 106, 37 to 38 explains, "They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with the blood." One wonders how such a horrible thing could ever happen, how people who once knew God could forsake the truth and give in to such sin. 1 Kings 11, 1-4 helps us to understand. When Solomon became king, he married numerous foreign wives who came from the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the people of Israel, "You shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods." Now, Solomon had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. Solomon clung to these in love. By failing to listen to God and compromising with his wives, he led other Israelites to compromise. Because Solomon sinned, God tore the kingdom apart and gave the northern 10 tribes to his servant Jeroboam. When Jeroboam became king of Israel, he set up golden calves, two of them, one at Bethel and another at Dan. And the scriptures call him Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. 1 Kings 22, 52. Now in later years, northern Israel tried to blend their faith in the true God with the false gods surrounding them. And God told them that if they feared and served Him alone, that He would protect them from their enemies. But they rebelled. 2 Kings 17, 40-41 says, "However, they would not listen, but they did according to their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord, yes, but they also served their carved images." God will not tolerate or bless those who are double-minded. We must do more than give God first place. He is the only true and living God. He demands all our worship and service. Isaiah revealed the foolishness of idols. Isaiah 40, verses 18 to 20 says, "To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with Him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that doesn't rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter." Now, people in ancient times manufactured gods. and then worshiped the work of their own hands. Sometimes their sculptures represented dead men they admired, sometimes various animals, sometimes the blending of an animal with a man, and sometimes a demon. Their worship, however, was useless. That man-made idol couldn't do anything for them. But the God of heaven can be a great blessing to you. The difference between God, the God of heaven, and other so-called gods is obvious. Isaiah 41, 22 to 24 says, "Let them bring forth and declare to us what is going to take place," that is, make predictions. "As for the former events, declare what they were, that we may consider them and know their outcome. Or announce to us what is coming. Declare the things that are going to come afterward, that we may know that you are gods. Indeed, do good or evil, that we may anxiously look about us and fear together. Behold, you," speaking to the idols, "are of no account, and your work amounts to nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination." The idol sitting in their place could never prophesy or tell of the past. It was deaf and mute. It couldn't answer a single prayer or do any mighty work. The difference between an idol and the God who created us and does mighty works is unmistakable. Jeremiah realized the great mistake Judea made in giving in to false gods. He reasoned with them in Jeremiah 2, 11 to 13. "Has a nation changed gods when they were not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doesn't profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this, and shudder, and be very desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Any so-called religion that forsakes the God of the Bible, the Creator of all, is a useless religion. Don't trade the truth for a lie. Don't trade the God of heaven for a demon or a humanly manufactured faith. Hezekiah prayed to the Lord in Isaiah 37, 16, "O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth." Paul told the Corinthians, who lived in a pagan world filled with idolatry and false gods, in 1 Corinthians 8, verses 5 to 6, "For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through Him." Our world is still filled with those who have rejected the God of heaven and embrace a godless lifestyle. We must turn to what is true and real. God is not like humans who don't know God. They think they can live as they please and don't need the Lord. They're missing out on the life that God sent Jesus to give to us. We must look to God's love and His wisdom. God said through Isaiah in Isaiah 55, 6 to 7, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." John 6, 66 to 69 tells of some who left Jesus when they didn't like what He had to say. It says, "As a result of this, many of His disciples withdrew and were not walking with Him anymore. So Jesus said to the 12, 'You don't want to go away also, do you?' Simon Peter answered Him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and we've come to know that You are the Holy One of God. Who else can give us eternal life? No one. Who else can answer our prayers? No one. Who else can give us the truth? No one." God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, and his tomb is empty. Those who claim to be prophets of other religions are in their tombs. Other religious leaders and philosophers are in their tombs. They are but fallible men. But the risen Lord Jesus was more than a man. He is the Son of the living God and Lord of all. If you want eternal life, go to the only one who died for your sins and rose again. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through His power. The risen Lord gives us hope of eternal life." 1 John 5:19 21 says, "We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true. And in His Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols." We need to guard ourselves from false religions, false gods, and false prophets. 1 John 4:1 warns us, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to know the truth that You are the one true and living God, and that You made us, and that Your Son Jesus died for our sins and rose again on our behalf. And Father, help us always to devote ourselves to You, to love You. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4, 4-6, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them," that is the false teachers, "for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." There's a difference between the one true religion and worldly religions. Only through Jesus can we find eternal life. Listen to Him. James 4:7-8 says, "Submit therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." We need to turn wholeheartedly and purely to the God who created us and sustains us. There is no other hope. To become a Christian, you must believe and confess Jesus Christ is the Son of God, risen from the dead. You must leave sinful ways and embrace the Lord's way. There is no grace or salvation apart from repentance. When out of love you have repented, obey the Lord by being baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Peter told the guilt-stricken people at Pentecost in the first gospel sermon, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Now, when you're baptized, God washes away your sins by the blood of Christ and adds you to His church. There is but one God and one gospel. Let's obey the truth. Now, we hope our study, No Other God, has caused you to want to love God with all your souls. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search office. It's toll free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, for those of you who live outside the United States, we have a multitude of free programs and study materials at searchtv.org. Search is also on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. That's what we want. Show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. And if you can't attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. Well, there's a church map on our website, searchtv.org. And we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us. Tell a friend about this program. God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.